Blackstone Audio presents Downward to the Earth by Robert Silverberg. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 21. 1. He had come back to Holman's world after all. He was not sure why. Call it irresistible attraction. Call it sentimentality. Call it foolishness. Gunderson had never planned to revisit this place. Yet here he was, waiting for the landing, and there it was in the vision screen, close enough to grasp and squeeze in one hand. A world slightly larger than Earth. A world that had claimed the prime decade of his life. A world where he had learned things about himself that he had not really wanted to know. Now the signal light in the lounge was flashing red. The ship would shortly land. Despite everything, he was coming back. He saw the shroud of mist that covered the temperate zones, and the great sprawling ice caps, and the girdling blue-black band of the scorched tropics. He remembered riding through the sea of dust at blazing twilight, and he remembered a silent, bleak river journey beneath bowers of twittering, dagger-pointed leaves. And he remembered golden cocktails on the veranda of a jungle station on the night of five moons, with Sina close by his side, and a herd of Nildoror mooing in the bush. That was a long time ago. Now the Nildoror were masters of Holman's world again. Gunderson.